It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, calm down. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Your phone calls at 877-365-3636 are coming up. We're going to have our very first buzz of the day, and everybody is calling this program with hangover cures. Oh, Ryan in Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
First off, I want to say you guys are the best thing in Sacramento, and you're not even here. I freaking love you guys so bad.
Well, here's some big news. This is big news about Sacramento. We've been talking about this. We're getting so much great feedback from Sacramento that we're not planning on coming out there.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring back the traveling visits for me.
Don't really think we're going to be that foolish. You. Do you, Ryan? Really? Come on now.
Now, listen, I say if you do it right, there's nothing that should cure your hangover. I got super drunk yesterday and on Friday, and I say nothing works. If you don't drink that much, Mike, I would say changing the water in your fish tank. I'm still mad about you not changing the water and leaving that little fish up there to die.
Oh, way to hit the exposed nerve, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, I'm starting to get the guilts every time I walk by the tank. I might try to do it. No, I'm not going to do it tonight. I don't do anything on Monday. I'm not going to do anything on
That's
Monday.
That's right. That's a good policy.
Not a chance. Let's go to Ernie. Ernie and are you in Toronto, Ernie?
Yes, I am, Mike.
How are things in Toronto, eh?
Well, pretty good. We don't follow the NFL, but we do follow the CFL, the Canadian Football League.
Yes, it's got a. Isn't that the one where they've got a longer field and you play in nightgowns?
All right, let's change the subject. Okay, my hangover cure.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, I know Canadians can put them away, so go ahead.
Yeah. Well, my big cure is taking Alka-Seltzer with 2 ounces of milk. And the milk is very, very important because it coats your...
Wait, hold on. Do you put the tablets of Alka-Seltzer in the milk?
Yes.
Whoa.
And it just... I know it sounds gross. It's like drinking a fizzy, bitter milkshake, but that always works for me.
Oh, God. Alka-Seltzer. All right, we'll give it a try. I mean, everybody's got a different way of dealing with it. Jonathan in Wichita. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Buzz, yeah, Mike.
Hold on a second. Buzz is making me nervous because he's playing with my book.
I'm sorry.
It's my secret book.
I'm sorry. I wasn't looking.
That's my secret book.
I was just touching the secret book.
Nervously.
That's my secret book where I do evaluations of all of you. You don't know that you've actually been under a great deal of scrutiny, and I've got all the results here in my secret book.
I just want a fizzy, bitter milkshake.
Jesus Christ, Rob, are we all hold on. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, sir.
Hold on, Rob is like plugging things in.
We're pulling out cables.
It's so hard to ignore you. It's like ignoring the sun. Jesus Christ.
Just ignore it. It'll go behind
Rob's
the cloud.
Rob's trying to fix our instant replay units, our sound effects machine. Sound effect machine.
That's right. Golf machine.
All right, Jonathan, what is your cure?
Way to go, Rob. Break something. Sure. Number one would be maybe moderation, but in your case, that probably won't work.
I'm sorry. You're gone. Steve in Leesburg. Let's go to Steve and see what Steve has to say. What's your cure?
Great town.
All right. So alcohol depletes B vitamins. It also dehydrates the body.
Hey, Rob, hold on a second. Rob, that's good. Why don't we just put this cord in front of the whole screen? That's the best way to do it. I think that'll be helpful.
Do you like it this way better or the other way? I can do
either
way.
I'm going to hit you. I swear to God. What is your cure? I was distracted by the major black cord that was going across
it's
the computer
color
screen.
With you.
It's always color. You know me.
So you take a big dose of B vitamins in the morning.
Uh-huh. Okay, I do. I actually take a regular B12 every morning.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd want to double it then on your hangover day.
B24. Try your other replay.
And also, there's actually a formula from a company called Source Naturals. It's called Hangover Formula.
That's a plug. No plugs, please. Do you work for that company?
Well, I work at a vitamin store.
Take it back.
Never happened.
Let's go. You want me to try the machine
please.
Now?
Peace be with you.
Yummy.
Have fun storming the castle.
Attica!
And, of course, the one I love more than any other piece of tape in both machines.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
Thank you so much.
And good luck.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Brian in Gainesville, Virginia.
Brian.
Yes, Brian. What can we do for
hey,
you?
Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're moving a little slowly today, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I love the show, Mike. I listen to you and Donna Mike for a while, and now I listen to you. It's great, man.
Thank you very much, Brian.
My hangover cure is just drink beer. All you got to do is have a couple of beers when you wake up.
That's hair of the dog. That's hair of the dog.
It works.
That always works.
But you're always just buying off the inevitable.
I can't do that. To me, that is the mark of truly going to rehab.
Yeah. I've only done it once.
You've done it once. Well, I think everybody's done it where you kind of restart the old buzz.
Sure. But it really, I mean, you're going to get it. As soon as the beer runs out, you're going to be right back where you started.
All right. We're going to take more of your cures. And anything else you want, but also we've got a major, major, major announcement coming up.
Ooh, cool.
After the very first buzz of the day with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
The IRS has your direct deposit information. You should be getting some extra cash any day now. The Fed started doling out those economic stimulus checks today. If they don't have your bank information on file, you'll get your check in the mail. Those will start going out May 9th. The checks are going out based on the last two numbers of your Social Security number. The lower the numbers, the sooner you'll get your check.
Did you hear that?
A little squeaky.
Certainly not.
Sorry.
What's the last two numbers of your Social Security?
I feel weird saying that on the air.
Just the last two?
No, I feel like if I said the two on the air, you could steal it.
I'll say mine.
Like,
well, you can tell me higher or lower.
These are the days of identity. Well, it's going to be higher than yours, right?
Maybe not.
No, it's the first three that are telling, right?
Yeah. I mean, the last two are what determine the check, right?
I guess, right.
That's what you
last
said.
Last two digits.
Mine's 40.
Mine's 1/4 and 2/3.
Wow, you should already have your money. Buzz?
I'll be one of the last. I 85.
Buzz is actually our pictures.
Cuneiform.
Stick figures.
My last two
hieroglyphics.
Digits, it's a steer and a man.
This isn't going to make a difference, is it? The $600 for people? Do you really think it's going to turn the economy around?
For some people more than others, but will it help the economy? No, I don't really think so.
I think it'll help the people from American Holler that are gathering moss to live on.
Right,
you know?
I'm going to use it to help pay off credit card bills. I think a lot of people will probably do that too. Will I run out and buy something new with the money? Probably not.
I'm going to spend it. I'm going to spend it probably within 2 or 3 days after getting it. I've already spent it.
Well, what are you going to get?
Chocolate.
Lots of it.
I read the best thing you can do for the economy is give it to a coworker.
Chocolate.
Oh, my.
Hundreds of big rigs converged on the nation's capital to protest high fuel costs.
Here you go. I like this story. I am for these guys.
Yeah,
and
me
too. I have never been for truckers before. You know that I yell about how fast they drive in the rain. I am here to say I am for this protest. I like this. 200 trucks in the nation's capital. I know I'm going to piss some people off by saying that.
They were driving slowly in the rain today, sloshing through wet streets with their horns blaring, trying to draw attention to the issue of high fuel costs.
Mm-hmm.
This afternoon, the truckers are planning a rally on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. They say that the price of gasoline makes the difference as to whether or not they stay in business.
If everybody stopped moving these trucks for 1-2 days, we'd cripple the country. But you can't afford to stop your truck. You can't afford to run it. So how can you afford to stop it?
The problem has to come in some type of federal relief for the trucking industry. I mean, everybody knows if the trucking industry shuts down, the country shuts down.
Did Carly Smithson get kicked off American Idol because she sang a song many Christians consider offensive?
Oh, no. Tell me that's not true.
She sang the theme to the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar, which questions Jesus' timing in coming to Earth. The opera itself has Jesus questioning his role, and it implies a sexual relationship between him and Mary Magdalene.
Oh, my God.
The internet chat boards are abuzz with talk about Carly's choice of songs and what role it might have played in getting her the boot.
They have statistics in some way to bear this out, or is this a simple theory? Because if it's a stat, if it's a real statistic, then it's official. We are becoming dumber and dumber.
When people text their votes, they don't get an opportunity to say why they voted the way they did. But there's been a lot of speculation online, the chat boards, and there are plenty of them about American Idol. Quite a lot of talk about the fact that this may have made the difference for Carly.
Because she sang Jesus Christ Superstar, a musical from 100 years ago?
From 1970, that many Christians found even more offensive when it came out in movie form, and I believe the early 80s. There's also been talk, you see, about how country singer Lee Cook improved her standing by performing God Bless the USA.
Oh, Christy Lee Cook, yeah. And I thought that right out of the chute.
Simon Cowell called it, and I quote, the most clever song choice I have heard in years.
That's so obvious, though. Yeah. That is so easy, of course. And who doesn't, get the old patriotic fervor up when you hear God Bless the USA? But,
if you can pander.
Rob is pointing at you.
When he asked the question.
Oh, I see.
Who doesn't?
You don't.
You don't.
You don't care.
Not, well, no, I mean,
I'm patriotic.
You don't care, Reverend Wright.
I'm very patriotic.
Jeremiah Elston.
But I wouldn't allow my vote to be swayed by someone singing the song.
Oh, God.
Well, you wouldn't vote anyway.
Right.
That's so they're true. Sitting out there and go, well, I can't, you mean, well, Wilbur, I cannot believe that she sang that song about Jesus Christ.
If God Bless America can boost someone standing on American Idol, and if Jesus Christ Superstar is controversial, then it follows that it could also hurt their standing.
Well, you're making sense here because I thought that the two bottom contenders this week, her and Saisha, were the best performers. But if you put it in that context, she was singing a religious song, and Saisha sang the most overtly sexual song.
Well, I guess what we look forward is Brooke White this week singing In the Garden? Is that what we can I mean, are they all going to go gospel? Is that what it's going to be? And then we'll have a Sousa march song? That's going to be performed by the kid with the marijuana hair?
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Oh, give me a break.
And kid star Miley Cyrus says she's now embarrassed about the racy photos of her that have turned up on the internet and in the new issue of Vanity Fair magazine. The 15-year-old daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus, who plays Hannah Montana on the Disney Channel, provoked comment first with photos of her and her boyfriend. In those pictures, she pulls down her top a bit to reveal her bra and other provocative poses.
No, stop that. She's 15.
In the Vanity Fair shots by renowned celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz, Miley appears to be nude, wrapped in a satin sheet, looking over her bare shoulder with her back exposed.
You know, whenever it comes to Annie Leibovitz, and is it Leibovitz?
Leibovitz. Leibovitz.
You pronounce it Leibovitz.
I guess the German pronunciation would be Witz, right?
I always called her Annie Gold.
It's just easier.
I'll tell you one thing. Whenever it comes to Annie Leibovitz, whenever she's in the news, I always say she is guilty. Guilty of being hot.
Oh, she's so boxed.
Well, these Miley pictures, not so innocent when the subject is 15 years old. Miley now calls them silly, inappropriate shots. Quoting her, I'm going to make mistakes and I am not perfect. Her parents, by the way, were there for part of the photo shoot, but not that part of the photo shoot.
She's gross.
Yeah, you know what? And her parents don't give a rat's ass as long as there's a check coming in.
And Billy Ray's excited about his $600 coming in.
This is really exciting about her, you know, being in Vanity Fair. But what I got excited is when I read The Inquirer, when they had the story about her teeth.
What?
Where she got her teeth fixed. She's had cosmetic dentistry.
She goes to the dentist, they just give an estimate.
They had the before picture and the after. Huh. And the before, as she's got, Bethann, you can't do that. I swear to God.
Oh, she's talking in your head?
Studio. I love it when she whispers in our ear.
First of all, that doesn't go hot on the air.
No.
Come into the studio if you're so excited you want to say something about your heroine, Miley Cyrus. That drives me nuts.
Braces. She's 15 years old. She had dental cosmetic surgery.
No, she had.
Come
the
on.
Inquirer said that she had cosmetic surgery.
And is that where you get your information?
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know. They get sued now if they're wrong.
Well, isn't orthodontics dental cosmetic surgery?
If she had braces, how come we never saw her with braces?
If you watched her show.
You watched her show?
Do you feel you've been lied to?
Okay.
She is gross, I think.
Game,
Miley,
set, and match. Bethann McBride wins the Miley Cyrus argument. You got it. You watched the show. She had braces.
Miley says she faces the same pressures that Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears faced.
I watched a lot of her this weekend because the kids had the Nickelodeon on all weekend.
Uh-huh.
She talks and sounds like Mary Carey.
Yeah, she does.
She really is.
I'm really excited.
I don't know if she smokes.
I'm 15.
You know, here's the real conspiracy. You want to know what the real conspiracy is about Miley Cyrus?
What?
She's not 15 at all. She really will change. She's not even related to Billy Ray Cyrus. She's like rented.
We're going to find all this
out.
She's
a rental?
Yeah, she's like come from some small Texas town that he found her in a diner. She's 38.
She's disgusting. You know, she looks like she could be 38.
She could be 38. Well, see, wait till my theory proves right.
And you know the theory that sometimes kids turn out to be ugly adults, ugly kids turn out to be good-looking adults?
Right.
Yeah.
I think she's an ugly kid and is going to be an ugly grown-up. I don't see what the deal is.
I think she is going to be, she's going to get enough surgery and enough stuff done where she's going to look fine.
Yeah.
She's going to look fine.
Fine.
Other than fine.
She's got small teeth. That's another problem.
But she's going to have that gum surgery. I read that in the Inquirer,
really?
Too.
Really?
Yeah. The article.
Cut away the gum?
Yeah. The surgery that Bethann disputes.
I had the reverse done. I've had my gums lengthened.
Added.
I have.
Did you really?
Yeah, on the sides because I never floss.
Oh, that's because you had like Bugs Bunny teeth. That's back in the days that Rob, before Theater Arts, when they all called him Beaver.
Hey, coming but that's up. Not why they called me that.
Right. Yes, stud.
Coming up in the second buzz, why smart women are bad in bed. And coming up in the final buzz, Polly Walnuts takes the fifth. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks a lot, Buzz. And let's I love to take a call that says this. It says, sorry, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Yes, another Mike. Are you going to apologize to me?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I saw you Friday night, and I was hammered. And every time I saw you, I kept asking you, are you having a good time? Are you having a good time? Are you having a good time?
Did I answer you every time you said that to me?
You said yes, and you never gave me a bad look. You never raised your fist at me or anything, but I was one of those guys that just hassled you for no reason.
a whole night where you didn't raise your fist, Mike.
That's truly amazing. Yes, kudos to me.
Good for you.
Obviously, Mike, you caught me at the early stages of the evening, no doubt about that. Kyle from New Mexico, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How's it going today, guys?
We're doing great. We're actually gaining strength as each hour goes by.
Right on.
I'm Mr. Phlegm, though. I'm just on the borderline right now. I can just tell that
there. I think you sound good.
Hello.
I didn't notice. I haven't noticed at all.
Okay, thank you, Kyle.
I have a hangover cure that Buzz will probably get off to or like or agree with. Big Fatty.
In the morning, first thing, when you roll out of bed.
Maybe that explains why Buzz has never had a hangover.
Way to work it through, Kyle. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, you're on the show.
There's only one perfect hangover cure.
Yes?
Chocolate milk on ice.
Really?
Fluids, sugar, protein, and caffeine in one easy-to-drink package.
Where's the protein?
In the milk.
In the milk.
Oh, in the milk itself. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But the amount of caffeine is negligible.
But it's still a little bit there, just enough to take the edge off.
Yeah, see, and I'm not a big – I don't respond very well to caffeine.
Yeah,
I don't drink coffee, and I'll drink the occasional Diet Cokes, but that chocolate milk on ice.
And you keep it ice freezing cold because you don't want that clammy milk taste.
All right, I like that. That's good. Thanks for the call, Mike. Another thing I noticed, have you guys purchased organic milk? Have you bought any organic milk?
I think that's a racket.
You know, let me tell you what the racket is. Mm. Organic milk. We got 1% low-fat organic milk.
Okay. 1%?
1%. Yeah. That's not lying about it. Wait a minute. I'm telling something. I'm telling something here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, go ahead.
Organic milk, the shelf life
is
astronomical compared to regular milk. Have you noticed that?
Like it lasts longer or less long?
Amazingly longer.
Really?
I mean, like longer than any milk product. And
that doesn't make sense.
No, we have recently, anybody that is listening to me right now that has purchased organic milk, it has a much longer shelf life, and I think it tastes better.
I doubt that it tastes better.
I'm going to look into that.
I have no idea why it would have a longer shelf life when you would think the other stuff might have some more preservatives in it.
I would think it would have to be shorter. It's still homogenized and pasteurized, right?
I don't know. All I know is it says organic low-fat milk, and we've got...
It doesn't separate, like, into milk?
I'll find out from Carla just how long it lasts. But, like, for example, if you bought organic milk today, your organic milk would go through to the next month, well into the next month.
It seems to me that all milk is lasting longer than it used to.
Really?
And so, I don't know, did you compare it to another milk?
The normal milk that you get, like your non-organic stuff, has a shelf life of a couple of weeks, 3 weeks.
And half lasts even longer because of all the fat in it.
Maybe, I have no idea what it is, but it blew me out of the water when I saw this. And that's what we buy now is organic, and you can get it at because Costco has it.
Oh, is it more expensive?
Probably more expensive, but you know me with the prices,
better?
You know, I could get ripped off. You know, here's your loaf of bread, Mr. O'Mara, that'll be $23. Thank you very much.
When you're as rich as you are.
That's right.
Oh, yes, I burn it. I burn it. That's right, Rob, because there's no such thing as alimony. Earl from Wichita, you're on the show.
Now you're dehydrated and you're feeling groggy from the night before.
Right.
Yes. I'll take the Alka-Seltzer and I'll put it in the milk and I'll make a fuzzy milkshake.
It's another alcohol.
You take the straw and put it in your milkshake and it's a big straw and I'll bring the big straw up to my mouth.
Oh, you're making me sick just listening to you. That's the second one that says put the Alka-Seltzer in the milk, though.
Interesting.
Put the Alka-Seltzer in the milk and make it all
It'd
better.
It'd be like a milk soda.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a little sugar in it. That might be nice.
And chocolate.
I love the chocolate.
Scoop of ice cream.
Where's the honey, Junior?
Just a touch.
Scott in Sacramento. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Mike. I wanted to know if you're going to get Grand Theft Auto 4 tomorrow.
No. I've got like a couple of the Grand Theft Autos, but I'm not going to be standing out at Best Buy. You know, I'm 48 years old, for God's sake. I think any guy that's over the age of 40 that's going to be standing outside at Best Buy really ought to be taken down. Seriously, taken out of his misery, just like you put down a cat.
Let me offer this.
Yeah.
Or a dog.
Dear Martha Stewart, why does organic milk have an extended expiration date? And Martha
Did Beth Ann have that?
Yeah, she just brought it in.
Wow. Okay.
And Martha answers, all grade A milk sold in stores is pasteurized or heated to kill most of the microorganisms that can make it spoil quickly.
Right, right.
But many organic milk companies employ a process known as ultra-pasteurization,
ooh,
which is indicated on the package, in which milk is heated even higher until it's practically free of organisms that can grow at refrigeration temperatures.
Hmm.
So super pasteurization makes it last longer.
Is that why it tastes better, too? Because I swear to God it tastes
that
better.
Must be it.
Let
it's
me
cooked.
Look forward to see if that's what it says.
Wayne from an you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Wayne?
Doing good.
What can we do for you?
I had a preemptive hangover cure for you.
Okay.
Anytime that I'm not just blackout drunk, as long as I'm somewhat coherent, I'll just make myself vomit before I go to sleep. And then
I've done it.
Yeah, let's go to Wayne's house.
How about a lot of people have done that?
Yeah, you just finger down the throat, and then all the poison's out, and the next day you're good to go.
Wayne, don't I remember you from that old restaurant that used to be fantastic that went out of business? All right, let me take another call. That was a call from Manassas, Rob. That's
Mike,
why I said that.
I say, milk that has been ultra-pasteurized, Mike, has a subtly different taste and texture. Oh. Some people notice a slightly cooked flavor than regular varieties. It's also pricier.
I like it, though. Yeah. I like the taste of it. Jill, you're calling about the same thing?
Yes, my 14-year-old daughter turned us on to it from staying at a friend's house a couple years ago.
Don't you like the taste of it, too?
I'm not really a milk drinker, but I can taste that it has kind of more like a creamy taste to it.
Ooh, exactly right.
I'd like that.
But our pediatrician told us that if you give your kids that kind of milk, they don't get acne because the regular milk, the cows get hormones, and these cows have no hormones. So people that, my friends of mine whose children, especially boys that have had acne, I said, put them on the milk, the organic milk, and their complexions have cleared up markedly. Not completely, but a lot better.
There's something when you hear organic and then you see that it lasts longer, and I really do believe it tastes a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm on to something, don't you, Jill?
Yes, you are. Yes,
yeah,
you
baby.
Are,
thanks for the call. Okay. We appreciate it.
Do you want to know what Martha says about tarnished jewelry, or should I throw this away from now on?
Oh, you know something? No. Sean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Mike. Love the new show. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Listen to you guys every day. Hey, I've actually involved a little bit in the dairy industry, and part of the reason why they're able to...
we applaud the dairy industry. We love the dairy industry.
Love cheese.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But the reason that they're able to get it to last longer is part of what Rob said. They ultra-heat pasteurize it.
Right.
And they use different packaging, so basically it just keeps it on the shelf a bit longer. But all like right. you said, it'll even go up to 3 months. Right.
Okay, I can tell you from the industry. There's something about a guy that's in there. Yeah. I'm from the industry, and I've got to tell you, we help for heat pasture.
Too close to the subject.
I've also heard that the hormones in regular milk and beef would make girls start their periods at very young ages.
It's true. That is true. That is happening.
So we need to watch out for that. I started menstruating this morning.
That was very sexy.
Thank you.
Jock. All right, we gotta take a break. Before we do, though, hold on just a second.
What?
Where is it? Here it is. Ready for the big announcement?
Please. I am.
Yes.
All right. Now, here's hey, Beth-Ann, come on in here for the big announcement since this was your idea.
This must be.
And
big.
A damn fine idea it was. Very exciting about this. Very excited, I should say, about this.
Here's Beth-Ann's song today.
All right. You're all familiar with the television show that we all know and love called Big Brother.
Absolutely. Sure. I never miss it.
Hosted by Joan Chen, I believe.
Or Julie Chen.
Julie Chen.
Julia Chen.
Joan Chen is a beautiful actress. Another Chen, I believe. It's called Big Brother.
He got his chins mixed up.
Listen up. If you...
Double chins.
Listen, ladies.
Okay.
If you are at least 7 months pregnant... If you're at least 7 months pregnant, you could win $500 in our Big Mother contest.
Yeah! Big Mother.
Big Mother instead of Big Brother.
Here's what we're looking for. Five it sassy rhymes. Moms to play Big Mother.
Must be sassy.
We're going to play next Thursday afternoon. It's going to be the whole show is going to be dedicated to our Big Mother contest. You got what it takes. All you have to do is email BA. And that's Bethann, BETHANN. How come you don't have an E on it?
Because that's not how you spell it.
Right.
I always spell it with an E.
It's wrong.
It's incorrect.
Why didn't you put an E in? Oh, I think you're wrong. Why don't you have a Bethann?
I don't know. I'll have to ask my mother.
Why don't they just call, hey, I'm Mike O'Mara, and just take off the E?
I will.
Then you'd be Mick O'Mara.
Email. If you're a big mother, at least 7 months pregnant,
okay.
Email your what do you want them to email to you?
Their name.
Yeah.
How far along they are.
All right.
And
a photo.
Phone numbers. No photos.
That's no fun. How about a photo?
Photo might be nice.
I mean, a photo if you want.
How's if you want, okay.
Doesn't have
no
to.
Nudity.
Email all of your pertinent information
to me
on your current condition. Send it to Bethann.
Bethann
at
WJFKFM.com.
They're not going to hear it if we're both saying it. I was going to say it. It's Bethann
at
WJFK.com.
FM. No, it's the longest email address ever.
Bethann at WJFKFM.com. When you send your information, make sure you put all your pertinent phone numbers. And the way this is going to work is on Thursday, we're going to pick our five finalists.
Yeah.
They're sassy, 7 months, at least 7 months pregnant. We'll accept, how far will we go? Up until like water breakage time?
Yeah, we'll take them.
We'll put plastic down.
We're going to take five mothers. During the entire show, the way this is going to work is they will all be sequestered in Buzz's office, all five of them.
My abandoned office.
We will do the first break of the show. We will meet our mothers. We will send them up into the office.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the beginning of the next break, they will be asked to come downstairs, and they will have to eliminate one of the mothers. That mother will be sent down to our green room. She will not leave the facility.
Not leave.
The four remaining mothers will go back up to Buzz's office, and this process—
There is an elevator, by the way. You don't have to climb
There's
steps.
An elevator. This process will continue on Thursday, May 8th, until there are two remaining mothers left. Now, you're going to have to explain, too, why you're voting these women off. You know, you say, well, she's a bit of a biatch.
Right.
She can't handle her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. She has a odor problem.
As the mothers get to know each other,
problem.
Right,
they will
because,
vote.
Yeah, mm-hmm. as the show goes on, they'll get to know each other.
That's right, Buzz. As the mothers get to know each other, mm-hmm. they're gonna vote, and they're going to eliminate
people. And form alliances.
And see, what's nice is each mother will come in to tell who they think should go by themselves.
And when we get down to two, then all the people who've been voted off will be the jury and decide who's
That's
the
where
big
we
winner.
Call it Survivor Moms.
And
it's
going to
be a lot of fun.
What's the grand prize again for this?
$500!
Nice.
Buys a lot of diapers.
For Big Mother. Handy. That's really the name of it. It's simply called Big Mother.
Big Mother.
If you are a pregnant lady, 7 months, at least 7 months pregnant, email Bethann at WJFKFM.com. That's the same place, incidentally, where if you hear a movie clip that you like or there's something you'd like to hear at the beginning of the show, you can let us know what that is,
right,
too.
There, too.
Please.
She's constantly collecting all sorts of information.
She craves your input.
So we'll hear from you, and Bethann will get reports from you every day about the Big Mother contest.
Yep.
You want this?
No, you keep that.
Okay, I'll hold on to that.
Thank you.
Dave Price, is he floating around somewhere?
He's ready to go.
Oh, okay. He's ready to go. Dave Price from the CBS Early Show, a guy that actually got invited to the White House Correspondents'
Dinner.
Yeah, Mr. Big Shot.
Look at him.
We'll be talking to him next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Live from the Geico.